Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Lovian Podcast with me, Daniel Cole, Lovian's Communications Officer. Today I'm joined by Sue Rees, an unpaid carer who accesses support at Voco. Sue kindly gave up her time to discuss juggling work with her caring role and tells us about the life-changing event that made her forever a fan of Lovian buses. I hope you enjoy. Sue, thanks for joining me today. Can you please tell me a little bit more about your experience as an unpaid carer?
It's been tough. My son, who's now 41, was born with serious health problems. He has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And he's also on the autistic spectrum. But it took us a long time to get the right diagnosis. I didn't realise I was a carer. I thought I was just a mum with extra duties.
When did you recognise yourself as an unpaid carer?
My local Leith doctor surgery were doing a well woman sort of checkup that we could go to. That the nurse said, Sue, you're a carer, you're not just a mum. And I was like, whoa. It really sort of surprised me because I'd never thought of that. But the moment they told me I was a carer, it opened a pathway for me to get support. So that's enabled me to get support workers for my son, to get the right benefit advice to support my son, because he lives with me. He can't do independent living.
Can you talk to me about when you felt, in your own words, a mother with extra duties and being a working carer as well?
It was tough. I had bouts of depression, which I now know is not unusual. And I was basically managing it all on my own. I went through a divorce and everything. But I just felt like I was on my own coping, just not realising that I was this extra thing. I was a mother and a carer. And as I say, the moment that was pointed out to me made a massive difference.
When did you take the decision to reach out to Voco for support?
Fairly soon afterwards. It was when Voco were in Johnson Terrace. Yeah. Initially, I had a really brilliant course of counselling with them. And I also attended, they ran sort of like an evening class for people trying to sort out benefits for the people that they support. And that was invaluable because it was through them I found out that I could be my son's appointee. So I had the legal right to act for him because he couldn't do that himself.
Is it fair to say that you often felt stranded before you reached out?
It was like wading through mud, you know, and trying to explain to work what was going on and dealing with my own health needs as well. And it probably caused the breakup of my marriage as well, because my ex was terrified of having a disabled son and I just got on with it. You know, we knew sick kids really well. We knew the Royal Infirmary very well. But even at the hospital, there wasn't anyone there to point out I was a carer.
How were you able to juggle your working commitments as well as your caring responsibilities?
Well, I ended up changing to working part-time. And I organised my time so that I tended to work for the mornings and then come home more for the evenings or afternoons. I was old enough that I could take a portion of my pension early. I spoke to Voco and that about that. It was literally, it did restrict my career, but I was able to carry on working.
Can you please tell me more about the support you've received at Voco? How has the charity helped you in your caring role?
I've had counselling. I had help in setting up my son's benefits, and that was a challenge because initially they turned down his claim for employment and support allowance. And the vocal helped me with a reconsideration, which is what you do to appeal the decision. And I wouldn't have had the courage to push without, if I didn't know that vocal had my back. And more recently, because my health isn't great, I kept being told to apply for adult disability payment. And it was vocal that literally, they were brilliant. They took me through. It's the important thing with benefits is knowing what the other side is looking for. And I sailed through that basically because vocal told me what I needed to do, what information I needed to gather.
So most people who live in the city will have one or two stories they can tell about their travels on public transport. But you've got quite a serious one. Can you please tell us what happened?
It was, yeah, early in 2015. I was on my way home after a day at work. I just felt really, really tired. I didn't. It was nothing dramatic. I went to get up, to get off the bus. The next thing I knew, there were these paramedics leaning over me, and I'd had a heart attack. And apparently somebody, probably from St. Margaret's College, I don't know, because that's where they do a lot of medical training, somebody had done CPR on me while the bus driver had, thankfully, I did it on a bus, so he was able to radio for paramedics. I was whisked off to the Royal Infirmary where I had another heart attack. But I never found the person who did the CPR. By then, I was a retired first aider myself, so I'd been trained in CPR and I'd been trained in how to use a defib. And I was just so grateful that somebody else was. And the doctors were sort of, whoa, you were lucky, you know. Thank goodness you did it on a Lothian bus where they got a radio and they could, you know, get the emergency services straight away. So, as I say, I'm forever grateful to Lothian buses.
How would you assess your own caring situation today?
I would say at the moment it's ticking over really well. Actually, today we're having a final session with one of my son's carers who's been with us for about 12 years. He's moving on. But he will be, you know, there'll be someone who will step up. Our GPs in Leith are fantastic. I've only got to pick up the phone and they step up. With vocal and that, I just know I've only got to pick up the phone. And I get their newsletters and I see if what courses might be useful for me. But things seem to be, especially now I'm retired and I've got more time for daytime things. So long as my son's well, or like today he has a support worker with him, it gives me the freedom to look after myself and to do things for myself.
Can you tell me how important it is for unpaid carers like yourself to access the support vocal offers?
It's not until you get involved with somewhere like vocal you realise what help is out there for you and the person you care for. It's invaluable. I wish I'd known about it earlier. Not only do they help with the basics of being a carer, making sure, as I say, benefits, support, who to contact in the local council, what to say to your GP and all this sort of thing. It's also about caring for yourself and doing things that are fun for yourself, which has a massive impact on your mental health. And if you're still working, the fact that it's driven home that you've got to look after yourself, it enables you to keep working. And that comes from looking after yourself so that you know, the employers see that you're doing your best and you're doing well.
How do you think you would have managed your situation had you not reached out to vocal?
I dread to think. I would certainly have had more serious mental health problems. I wouldn't, and because I've got health issues as well, I've got issues with my immune system, asthma, diabetes and all that, I wouldn't have appreciated perhaps the importance of looking after myself.
Yeah. And finally, what message would you have for any unpaid carers out there who haven't yet reached out to Vocal or organisations like them for advice and support?
I would say you deserve all the support and help that they can give you. Because struggling on your own is an awful battle and it weighs you down and it makes you ill yourself. As soon as you find out that there are organisations that understand you, that have seen it before, it's actually a massive relief when you meet these people, because then you realise you are not on your own.
My thanks to Sue for her time. She has a fascinating story about juggling her working responsibilities as well as her caring role at home. If you are in a similar situation and are unpaid carer and unsure of the support and rights you are entitled to, please reach out to Vocal. You can find more information about them on their dedicated page on MyLovin. Thanks for listening.